You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
He's handled that fame. I'm not sure that I could have handled that fame. And then sometimes still I go, I'll get a little envious, and I'll see him in front of this big crowd, and I say, wait a second. He's got all these people, and I'm glad for Garth, and I wish him the best, and I hope he gets real close to Jesus, and that's his business. But I can tell you this, if I write a song, and my Father in heaven likes it, can you imagine? I get to go to heaven. They're not going to be singing, I got friends in low places up in heaven, but they might be singing my praise song.
That's right. Hey.
That's eternal, baby. That's eternal.
You know, absolutely.
And if one time the King of Kings looks at me eye to eye and he allows me to have some sort of a crown, and at that one moment I'm allowed to take it off and look the King of Kings in the eyes and then thrust that crown back to him, because all that I am, all that I have, all that I ever will be belongs to him anyway.
And
pleasing to my Savior, man, I got it made in the shade with lemonade.
That's the ultimate feeling. And I tell youth this, I've been 18, I've been 17, I've been the teenager, I've been the young adult in the 20s and 30s. And I tell them, accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the best decision that you can ever make. Right next to that, I would put discovering your purpose of why you're here on earth. What is your purpose? Knowing your purpose, knowing why God has you here in a certain place at a certain time, knowing what your assignment is. When you can discover that. And the only way that you can truly discover your true purpose is that you first have to have a relationship with him, by meaning that you have to have accepted and received his free gift of eternal life, which is through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, once that is cemented, now you're in a position, if you remain humble and you're listening and hearing the voice of God, now you can discover your purpose, your true worth. Why was I created? What was I created to do? Who was I created to minister to? What I share with our church is that, we must constantly grow in maturity, because there are certain people that have been assigned to us that are waiting for Job to mature to the place where God says, okay, now I can allow those folks to enter into your life, because you've reached a place of maturity now. There are some folks that, question, why did you leave FCA, global ministry, yada, 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 and start your own ministry? It's not a global ministry, it's local. What I found, even in the move, this is only like 2 weeks, old, that I'm actually been working the new ministry. And I'm
finding
right now?
You mean right now? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh. This recently, I started the ministry, got all the paperwork, documentation, 501c3, all of that stuff is in place. And my point I'm trying to make is that there are folks now that are entering into my space that didn't enter into my space when I was with the other ministry.
Hey, wait a second. What a coincidence that we're now, after 10 years of knowing each other, doing this interview now.
Right. Yeah, it's time now. It's time. See, it's all about us, and even me as a pastor and I'll be 59 this year.
Youngster.
Sometimes we don't really want to hear or accept the word maturity as it pertains to us because of our age, because of our position. But God is saying, you know, I hear him like, you still have to mature in order to be able to minister to these folks that I have for you.
Joe, remember, yes, God didn't use Moses till he was 80.
Eight. See, we forget about those things. We see, absolutely, absolutely. And so we have to come to a place of maturity, because if we're not mature, I just feel like God is saying, I'm going to hold these folks back. You know, it's kind of like when you read in Revelation and it talks about the those that were slain, and they were asking the Lord, how much longer, how much longer? I kind of feel like until we get into a place of our personal maturity where God wants us, I believe there are some folks in our destinies are saying, how much longer? How much longer before, you know, the answer to our needs, the answer to our problems, the word that I need to hear? And they're saying, how much longer are they going to have to wait for me to get in my right position so that God, the word and the gift that God has placed in me, I can now give it to them? And I believe God has a timetable of maturity for all of us, that he will once we reach that, then he will release us into the lives of these folks that we never thought we would minister to.
Let me ask you this now. What is the name of your new ministry?
The name of the new ministry is Indian River County Sports Ministry Incorporated.
Okay. Now, succinctly, like say we're on, they say it's the elevator speech. You got 30 seconds to tell me, hi, my name's Rhett, your name's Joe. Pastor Joe, what is it that you do?
Well, what we do is we're bringing coaches together, Christian athletes together, to present the gospel, not only to the athletes, but we also want to minister to our local laypersons, to different churches, to help us propagate the gospel within this community, to elevate the lives of children by being a local spiritual dad, because a lot of our children that we minister to and that we see on these campuses and even participating in athletes don't have a father figure in their home. And so Indian River County Sports Ministry will serve as a father figure to those children who are fatherless.
Did you see the Kendrick's new movie? Like, it's about looking for your father?
I did not see that.
Remember, you know that family up in Georgia that keeps, it's a church family that keeps making these motion pictures, like The War Room?
Okay. Listen,
you've got to see this.
Okay.
You've got to see it. It's, I went over to Pastor Bob's house recently in Lynn. He's the pastor at the Baptist Church, the youth pastor. Matter of fact, you two should connect.
Okay.
You two should connect. We're spending the summer up here in Vermont. They're going to fly up and visit us. But he works with youth. I'd love to see you two get together.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned about youth, because it says if you teach a child in the way they should go, they will return.
Right.
And so, like I said, my encounter when I interviewed Dr. Graham years ago, and at the Billy Graham Crusades, I think I went to three of them, that 80% of the people that come forward are 25 years of age or younger, because they're flyable,
right.
They're teachable. I just love it when I see the youth rallies and see the kids all raising their hands, and they love the Lord, and these young, intelligent people are the future of America and the world. What concerns me is this, and this is going to take us a little aside here. I'm worried about the culture of the church. Remember, Billy Graham said this, quote unquote, I might paraphrase or quote unquote. He said, a lot of people go to church and they get just enough so they don't get it. They get the inoculation. They get the vaccine, you know?
That's right.
I mean, it would be better. Like Jesus said, I wish above all things that either were hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out. Mm-hmm. And you know, he wants us to be on fire. He says, let your yea be yea, let your nay be nay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I'm concerned about is the culture of the church, where people come in a perfunctory manner. You can, whether it's Catholicism, whether it's Presbyterianism, or whether it's baptism or,
right.
or born again. I don't know, whatever the titles, man comes up with these titles. You got to watch out for the titles because man's tribal. Yeah. And you know, it's the tribe of religious guys that killed Jesus. So we got to be careful. I follow Jesus. I don't follow his followers. You know what I mean? I'll listen to you, but you're not my God, you know? But it's very important that we get youth born into the spirit, as you said, because there's people waiting to hear from you. And what I want to know is how do we get away from that? How do we, you know, the culture where people come to church on Sunday and then they're out, you know, fornicating on Monday.
Yeah. The thing that the sports world and as it pertains to ministry has taught me is you meet people right where they are. In other words, I'm not out lobbying for folks to come to this place. I'm in my church right now. I'm not lobbying for folks to come here. If I would love for them to come if they choose to come.
Now you have a church? You have a church?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're a regular pastor of a regular church now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
This is the thing. God has blessed me. Our name of our church is Rivers of Living Water, Rhema Word Ministries, Incorporated. Our church, we have a church. At one time, you know, we had the radio podcast, which was kind of an extension of our church ministry. At one time, we were ministering to the elderly at the Consulate Healthcare in Vero Beach, which is an extension of our church ministry. Until they closed down the place in Okeechobee, we were collaborating with a ministry called Greater Love Ministry, and we would go out to the juvenile detention once a month. That was an extension. And then, of course, the former ministry, sports ministry that I was under, was another extension of ministry, but I couldn't call that my ministry. Indian River County Sports Ministry now, which I'm the president and CEO of, I can call this my ministry, and this is now an extension of our church ministry as we minister to youth and athletes and coaches. Now, what I've learned about meeting people right where they are, the scripture teaches me that the church is within me. The kingdom of God is within me. And so wherever I go, there's always an opportunity for church service, whether it be at the basketball court, whether it be at the football field, whether it be at the baseball diamond, whether it be at Victor Hart Park in Gifford.
How about this? Whether we're on the radio, too.
Yeah, on the radio. Yeah. So what the point that I'm making and what I've learned over the years, if you take church where people are committed together, they will listen.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.